WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A spokesman says the fever that kept former President George H.W. Bush in a Houston hospital over Christmas has worsened, and doctors have put him on a liquids-only diet.
He's not certainly lost his sense of humor despite these series of setbacks. He's been joking with his doctor and the nurses.
Jim McGrath says the fever elevated in recent days. A cause is not known, and doctors have been treating what McGrath calls the stubborn fever with Tylenol. He says the bronchitis-like cough that initially brought Bush to the hospital on November 23rd has improved, and the 41st president now coughs only about once a day. Bush's daughter Dorothy was to arrive yesterday in Houston from Bethesda, Maryland. A change has been made at the top of the state's controversial Cancer Prevention and Research Institute, also known as CPRIT.
The agency's new interim director says they'll follow the legislature's intent after it was revealed the institute awarded an $11 million grant to a startup firm. Now it's funded by a $1 million donor to the CPRIT Foundation.
This board will follow those wishes.
Wayne Roberts of the UT Health Science Center at Houston says their first priority is to investigate the grant awarding process to make sure there are no conflicts of interest. Until then, grants have been suspended. That leaves prospects in limbo, including some that could come to the BioCorridor. Todd McDaniel of the Research Valley Partnership says it'll be for the better if it takes a few months for CPRIT to get its house in order for the agency to restore credibility. McDaniel says they have tremendous candidates for CPRIT grants with near-term business decisions to be taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A DPS trooper recognized a driver he had stopped the Sunday night before Christmas was former A&M quarterback Reggie McNeil. The officer who pulled over McNeil because the license plate light wasn't working wound up taking him to jail for possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, the trooper searched McNeil in his car after smelling marijuana. The officer says he found a baggie and a blunt cigar, both containing what he believed to be marijuana. McNeil was in jail less than 2 hours before being released on bond. And McNeil, who played for A&M from 2002 through 2005, lives in Bryan, and according to the 12th Man magazine, he had returned to school with plans to graduate next spring. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is waiting for a call from House leaders to return to Washington in order to address the fiscal cliff. Flores says the problem is not a lack of revenue.
If you look at taxes for fiscal year 2011, we had a little over $2.4 trillion in tax revenues, which is about the same as the peak year tax revenues back in 2007, before the recession started. So you can see our tax revenues are about back where they should be, but the deficits have exploded, so we need to start on the spending side rather than the tax side.
Flores says federal spending since President Obama took office has increased by 29%. We hear a lot about the fiscal cliff leading to higher taxes, but another thing a lack of congressional agreement may do is double the price of milk. If there's no farm bill passed, Darren Turley of the Texas Association of Dairymen says milk prices actually revert to their 1949 price, adjusted for inflation, which works out to more than $7 a gallon.
That's why you see this number of milk having the potential to double. Milk has, in essence, gotten cheaper over the years.
While Turley says dairymen wouldn't mind a 100% pay raise, the agriculture secretary will step in and stop the sharp increase, which he says would devastate the economy. And anti-smoking groups are targeting Texas in the upcoming legislature. Texas would be the 29th state to pass statewide anti-smoking legislation if Senate Bill 86 were signed into law. According to Jennifer Cofer of the American Lung Association, Texas has regional significance and its commitment to the cause would be a needed first step.
None of our southern states have a comprehensive smoke-free workplace law. So if Texas passed a statewide law in 2013, it would definitely affect the other southern states, such as Louisiana and Oklahoma and Mississippi, to follow suit of what the big state of Texas would do.
Three previous attempts were either voted down or lost in committee. WTAW News time is 7:10. It's 33 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
All good things must come to an end. Hi, this is Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and after many years of dedication to the community, Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. We are liquidating our entire inventory of exquisite jewelry, watches, and more. Fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and keepsakes have been discounted up to 70%. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. Everything must and will be sold with savings up to 70% off. Douglas Jewelers Retirement Sale on University Drive across from Home Depot. Come see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, we can expect partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies. High temperature mostly sitting in the low 50s and a lot of clouds around for tonight in the mid to upper 40s with a few showers around. Now, we'll see occasional sun perhaps breaking through on Friday, becoming breezy and milder as we jump up in the 60s. Then it turns a bit colder, low 30s on Friday night, clearing skies, mostly sunny, cool weather on Saturday, high temperature near 55 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. I know you've been waiting with bated breath on the Western Kentucky Central Michigan score. We'll get that for you. Russian President Vladimir Putin inspecting Olympic sites after an earthquake. And we've actually got more updates for you from Art Briles and the Holiday Bowl coming up at 7:50.
Woo-hoo! Anyway. All right, so it's time to start talking about people who died last year, or this year, 2012.
Speaking of woo-hoo!
Yeah, you bet. Good stuff there. Yeah. Anyway, so we'll do, like, for the next 3 days, we'll do 4 months at a time of the...
Yeah, I don't think I can take more than that.
I know. Famous people. In January of last year, so you won't even remember that this happened almost a year ago. Etta James, if you...
I vividly remember.
At Last, which was an amazing... This lady...
It's the number one couples dance song at weddings.
Oh, is that right? This lady had so much talent and, you know, has happened so much in the music business as she was coming up. Just bad stuff happened. I mean, bad business decisions, bad life decisions, but... Wow, she was one of a kind. 73. Joe Paterno died last January. He was 85. Whitney Houston in February at the age of 48. And what was it, like the night before the Grammys? Is that right? I think
it was a night or two.
Yeah,
it was
before the
real
Grammys.
Real close.
Yep, 48. Davy Jones of the Monkees died last February at the age of 66.
And that was a big surprise to everybody.
Yeah, because, again, the Monkees. And he was a little short guy with the longest hair.
He's the cute one.
There you go. Don Cornelius. Soul. I used to be able to do that. Soul. I can't do it anymore. Anyway, neither can he. He's 75.
Oh, yeah. God.
Anyway. Angelo Dundee. He was a, you knew him probably with Muhammad Ali and then also Sugar Ray Leonard as well after that. He was 90
when he
died in February. That's right. Dick Clark, 82, the ever youthful. Dick Clark, American Bandstand, and A lot of people, well, see, I remember him from American Bandstand.
Me too.
Because my mom was from Philadelphia, and the show came from Philadelphia.
Wow.
So, yeah, we, you know, so that we'd watch that. And that's that was where you, you know, for the first time could every day see, this show was on every day, a dance show on every day at, I don't know, 3:30 or something. And you could actually see what these people looked like who sang the songs. Mike Wallace died last April at the age of 93.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Kincaid. If you remember him.
I remember when he died.
Like the art world.
The painter.
Dude. Yeah, 54. And let's see, that's January, February. Nobody died in March that was famous. Huh, okay. Yeah, it goes January, February, April. Okay. All right, so we'll put that away, and then let's see. That's what I've got. That's it. So that's enough for today.
Hey, we're saving it all for St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, there you are.
Had to make it through the holiday.
So now we were talking about cigarettes earlier.
Yes.
Back in the day, you know, you could buy cigarettes pretty easily. I mean, they were just out there, right? We talked about how it is to buy cigarettes now, like at the grocery store.
Right. It takes forever to get them, and you got, jams at the line,
right,
and everything else.
And then, you know, you've probably got somebody who's 20 who's trying to find the exact brand for somebody who's been smoking them for longer than they've been on Earth. No, I wanted the Marlboro Reds. But anyway. But they used to also sell candy cigarettes. You know, candy cigarettes. Cigarettes that...
I remember candy cigarettes.
That's it. Well, they were doing that in St. Paul up until just a few days ago. Linden's, which is a kind of a soda shop for a back-in-the-day look, got busted for selling candy cigarettes.
I read that.
Happened last week. Shop was given a warning and a misdemeanor citation with a $500 fine. Well, what was that?
I don't know.
They got busted December the 19th at the city of St. Paul.
I found the smoke, the sec.
I forget who that guy was. Guy Clark? Is that who it was? Anyway.
They're just candy batons. They were mislabeled.
Can't do it. That's right. Bubblegum nice. Cigars. I mean, if you remember those, we gave them away when we opened our new radio station. And anyway, they've been around for a long, long time, and they've actually been in stock in this company that's been open since April, but somebody called the law on them. Toby Lydon, who owns the store, said, "We had no idea that it was against the law. In fact, what happened was the city council back in, last 2009, they decided that they would outlaw candy cigarettes and cartoon character lighters. City Council cited a study that said those products encourage youngsters to take up smoking, okay?
Because all the teenagers want cartoon characters.
Of course. That's exactly. They want that. Now, never mind that you have Pez dispensers full of candy that makes kids... But, you know, we can't...
give them diabetes.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're after they have all the Pez candies, but to have a, Sylvester or Speedy Gonzales lighter, that's, you know, they should outlaw those. In the United States, some national retailers have agreed not to sell these things. Maine and Tennessee and several other local jurisdictions in other states have outlawed the sale of novelty lighters as well.
It was Tex Ritter, by the way.
Oh, is it okay? It encourages people to smoke. Because
now,
it's
I'm a fellow with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Ways of a gentleman, I've been told, the kind of a fellow that wouldn't even harm a flea.
Listen, that's, I mean, the voice, you can tell he's been smoking his whole life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Murder that son of a gun in the first degree.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it ain't because I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they...
Yeah.
It sounds like the music from Tom and Jerry, that kind of music.
Oh, you think so? Huh?
It's about the same time.
I was going to say. Yeah. So, a new... did y'all hear about this? This is crazy. It was on Fox News this morning. A New York newspaper has decided to inject itself squarely into the middle of America's gun control controversy by publishing an interactive map of homes of gun owners. Westchester Journal.
Classic.
That's just rotten.
Now, they're saying they base this on freedom of information request, so this is public information. I mean, that's what they're saying. But they say that some residents would like lawmakers to expand the amount of information the public can find out about gun owners. Obviously, the response was about like y'all's.
Well, my first thought is go ahead.
Yeah.
Let them know I've got a gun. Come try and see where I keep it.
Exactly. critics quick to pounce, and the deal is, part of the problem is not only are you telling people where the guns are.
You're telling where people live.
Well, yeah, you're telling them where the guns aren't as well.
Yep.
I mean, how smart is that? One outraged person argued that the paper had effectively published a map for criminals to use to find homes to rob since they had no guns to protect themselves.
Now, is this true? I heard that somebody published the addresses of the editor and reporter.
Right, and that's what they did in response, which I really like. They found out the information about the editors and the publishers and the people who worked for the newspaper, and they published their information
as
well.
Love it. That's just fair.
If
they're going to do that.
In what world did they think that this was a smart idea? Yesterday we told you about David Gregory and how he might be in a little peck of trouble because, you know, he just had to have, while he was doing his Sunday show and talking about the question of gun control, felt like he just had to have one of these 30-round clips
right
to hold up to make his point. Problem was, they are illegal to possess, either full or empty, in the District of Columbia. So we told you that. Well, now we find out that there's a website called LegalInsurrection.com that has posted emails from the Washington Police Department clearly stating they told NBC not to use the clip.
Really?
NBC asked them, said, this is what we want to do, and the PD said, don't do that. And they did it anyway. The arrogance of the media.
So are they going to go after him?
I don't know. I mean, it would seem to me. In Los Angeles, cops collected 1,366 firearms during their annual buyback program to get guns off the street. People who turned in the automatic weapons, no questions asked, picked up $200 grocery store gift cards, which I'm sure they spent on food for their children. I am sure of that. While people who turned in handguns, rifles, and shotguns got a $100 gift card. LAPD has held an annual gun buyback program, and since 2009, cops in San Diego had a buyback program earlier this month. Now, do they have to have identifying serial numbers on them? Because if they've been filed off, maybe the guns have been stolen.
I do not believe that they do, because I remember seeing reports like the first couple of years. People were turning in like decrepit, beat-up shotguns that
yeah.
were...
could not be used
no.
anyway. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so we got that going on. So glad to hear that. Now, here you go for you singles out there. The credit score is becoming a big factor in the dating game.
What?
Credit scores were created, of course, to help banks decide how to lend money and who they should lend it to safely. In recent years, they've increasingly used that to determine all sorts of things, whether you should get a job, rent an apartment, what your insurance rates may be. And now, according to a New York Times story, more people are pushing dates to reveal their credit history. Okay? Story starts off with a handy little villain, a man who asks a woman for her credit score on the first date to determine if he should bother calling for a second one. Turns out, even though she had perfect, her credit score, she seemed perfect, her credit score was not, and so he decided he didn't want to have anything to do with her. So what do you think? I mean, should that be something that you can go out and find out very easily about somebody?
No, I think it's ridiculous.
There are websites that cater specifically to singles who are looking to mingle only with people who have a credit score of 750 or above.
I'll tell you a fact, okay?
Here we go. It's a true fact.
Well, my credit score is above that.
Okay.
But I still couldn't get a mortgage because I've only had one credit card,
yeah.
and I used it over 4 years ago.
Yeah, see?
It's just dumb. You can't.
So what?
That whole system is totally ridiculous.
So we're supposed to believe the number,
like,
even though you may not be the good credit score person that it would seem
to
indicate.
No, what I'm saying is our society can't handle people who save money and pay cash. It just can't handle it. It expects you to spend money you can't use or you don't have. I'm tired and I need to shut up.
What it does is it defends irresponsibility. See? That's what you're saying right there, is our society defends irresponsibility.
It defends it to such an extent that it doesn't even know.
Hello?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
It can't
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Go ahead, caller.
Sounds like the movie Gattaca. You ever watch that movie?
I haven't
yes,
seen that movie. What is that about?
It's about people who are genetically manufactured in the womb.
Okay.
And then to prove themselves, they have to give blood samples everywhere they go to make sure that they're the right
they are
people.
Who they are. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, so, Kat, go ahead, yeah.
No, I'm done.
So, you are not happy with the idea that we have a credit-driven society, is that it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you can't expect people to postpone gratification. See, that's very idealistic of you to believe that people would actually save enough money to buy something outright. Not going to do it. They're just not. That's why they love that plastic. I mean, think about how many times, folks, you use your plastic. You have no idea what you just signed for.
Well, I think, what makes me so mad is that our society is so used to that it has no concept left of people who save money and spend money that they have.
Oh, no,
They just can't deal with it.
Well,
it just...
you're saying that. That's not true. There are people who appreciate the fact that people pay their credit cards to zero. They understand that. The problem is a person in your stage in life who has tried to do the right thing all along, yet you have no credit history behind you.
We're totally sunk.
You're in a situation where you're stymied when it comes to trying to make that first purchase and establish credit. It used to be something you could do. You could do that 25 years ago fairly easily. Can't do it anymore because we are in a cashless society for so many people. So understand your frustration. So get out there and get in debt just like everybody else or like most of other people, you know? Then you do that, you can let the system work for you.
Holidays shared with family and friends are priceless. May this Christmas bring you and your family all the joy and happiness that you desire. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Ahrens. On behalf of my husband Jim and me, our staff, and our family, here's to wishing you and yours the best Christmas ever. From our family at Ahrens Family Dentistry to you and your family.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Call 268-1407 or visit arentsdds.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 727 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offering information, maybe samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 54 for a high temperature today. We do have a 30% chance of showers. They've upped it to 30% now today and for tonight. It's up to a 40% chance of showers tomorrow. By the way, we're not going to freeze tonight. We'll be down about 48 or so. Tomorrow, 62. That'll be the nicest day for a few days. Then we'll have a freeze on Friday night at 32, probably some sunshine on Saturday, but that'll mean clear skies and a little freeze at 31 on Saturday night. And then we're probably in the upper 50s as we end the week and start up the new one. Right now the winds are out of the east at 3, and our relative humidity is 79%, and we're up to 33 degrees.
Hurry in to Amish Furniture for Generations for their end-of-year four-model sale going on right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. You'll find huge savings throughout the store. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the savings to you. But hurry, this sale is only through the end of December. It's the biggest sale of the year. Amish Furniture for Generations End of the Year Floor Model Sale at their new location on Boonville Road just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Amish Furniture for Generations.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The debate the other night, Obama pointed out that Mitt Romney was a very successful investor. Obama then said if somebody approached Romney with a plan to spend $7 or $8 trillion but wouldn't say how they would pay for it until after the election, Romney wouldn't accept such a sketchy deal. And Obama said the American people shouldn't take that kind of deal from Romney because the math doesn't add up. It's an amazing argument coming from Barack Hussein Obama. When he ran in 2008, he didn't tell anybody that he would run up the deficit by $5 trillion in 4 years. He didn't tell anybody about the trillion-dollar Porculus program supposed to create millions of new jobs. That was nothing but a slush fund for Democrat special interest anyway. That was unpaid for. The trillions we knew nothing about in 2008. And then came Obamacare. Not only is that monstrosity laden with new taxes, Obama takes over $700 billion from Medicare to pay for it. So let's go back to his point that Americans shouldn't take a deal when they don't know the details. I remember Nancy Pelosi saying, we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what's in it. away from the fog of controversy. Americans didn't know all the horrible details in that sketchy deal, but Obama, Pelosi, Harry Reid shoved it down our throats anyway. Given his track record, Barack Obama's the last guy who should ever lecture anybody on secretive, sketchy deals.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800 or visit fidelitylife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A two-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Additional development in the BioCorridor hangs with solving problems at the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute. Let's try that again.
The Research Valley Partnership has current prospects that President Tom McDaniel says are tremendous candidates for grants from CPRIT, but McDaniel also says those recruits have to make decisions in the near future. The state agency has an interim director, Wayne Roberts, of the UT Health Science Center in Houston, who pledges no conflict of interest problems in awarding future grants.
The legislature will be able to reestablish itself on what it wants to have as the direction of this agency.
The former director resigned amid scandal, and it was revealed an $11 million grant was given to a startup firm that was funded by a $1 million donor to the CPRIT Foundation. McDaniel says if it takes a few months to get their house in order, then it will be for the benefit of all involved in saving lives and facilitating economic development. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Christmas Day for President George H.W. Bush meant staying in a Houston hospital and having Chinese food. Now, Bush spokesman Jim McGrath says the president is on a liquid diet and he has a fever that has elevated in recent days.
We're just hoping and praying that the treatments that are being brought to bear on this can help to reverse the situation, because it's not where we want him to be.
McGrath says doctors have been treating what he calls a stubborn fever with Tylenol, but the cause is still unknown. However, the bronchitis-like cough that initially brought the 88-year-old to the hospital 5 weeks ago has improved. McGrath says Bush now coughs only about once a day. Federal politics continue over the upcoming combination of spending cuts and tax increases unless something is done before the end of the year. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was among those who wanted the House to pass something earlier this month to the Senate for their consideration.
The response from leadership, and I think they responded in good faith, they were concerned that the Senate would load those bills up with stuff that we would find unacceptable but yet would still have to be passed, and then the monkey would be back on our back. after we see everything that took place, I would have preferred to have done that and then at least gotten something back. And maybe it's one of those situations where you vote present, let the Democrats pass it, and it still belongs to the Senate and still belongs to the president in terms of the fiscal cliff problem.
Flores says federal revenue has returned to levels before the 2008 recession, but spending since President Obama took office has risen by 29%. The starting quarterback for the A&M football team 10 years ago was Reggie McNeil. Now living in Bryan, and according to the 12th Man magazine, back in school intending to graduate next spring, McNeil was arrested last weekend for marijuana possession. Sunday night along Highway 6, a state trooper pulled over a car driven by McNeil due to a defective license plate light. The officer, after smelling marijuana coming out of the car, searched McNeil in the vehicle, finding a baggie and a blunt cigar believed to contain marijuana. McNeil is out of jail after posting bond. The idea of bringing casino gambling to Texas may not be that big of a long shot this legislative session. Texas political insider Bill Miller says lobbyists are now united. In the past, some pushed only for Las Vegas-type casinos, while others for slot machines at racetracks.
The people that own the racetracks, that was great. They were going to get gaming, and the people who had casinos were not. So, you know, you had two different interests, so any way you cut it, they were divided.
He says the proposition will have a tremendous amount of financial backing if it ever makes it to the ballot box. And politics rather than the economy could be the leading reason why this year's holiday shopping season started out brisk but then fizzled. Texas economist Dr. Ray Perryman believes consumers were worried about the outcome of the fiscal cliff talks and the possibility of higher taxes come January 1st.
I don't think this is a real negative sign about the economy, but I do think it points to the fact that we need to get both short-term and long-term deficit plans in place where we give people confidence going forward.
Perryman says this is the weakest holiday sales bump since 2008, and it's going to be quite a disappointing year compared to what people were expecting. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 33 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it all day long at WTAW. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
On holidays, St. Joseph Express is your answer to tackling colds, aches, pains, and cuts by getting you in, getting you seen, and on your way quick. With locations in Bryan, College Station, Brenham, and Hearn, St. Joseph Express is open early to late and on weekends and holidays with no appointment needed, seeing patients of all ages and accepting most major insurances. You'll like the doctors, like the service, and most of all, like getting seen on a holiday. St. Joseph Express, making a difference for you.
If you're planning on making a resolution to get in shape, then check out AeroFit. AeroFit Health and Fitness Centers have been voted best of the Brazos now for 10 years running. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you so much more than anyone else in town. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and even an indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has four locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get two complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're going to feel great. We're told.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at moorefeed.com.
Through today, we can expect partly sunny to occasionally cloudy skies. High temperature mostly sitting in the low 50s and a lot of clouds around for tonight in the mid to upper 40s with a few showers around. Now, we'll see occasional sun perhaps breaking through on Friday, becoming breezy and milder as we jump up in the 60s. Then it turns a bit colder, low 30s on Friday night, clearing skies, mostly sunny, cool weather on Saturday, high temperature near 55 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're in a 15-round fight, the first two or three fights, you may not come with your haymaker.
That's Art Briles from Baylor talking about the Holiday Bowl. We'll share more of that coming up for you here in just a little bit.
They're going to be fighting. That'll be good.
They're going to be scrapping a little bit.
Take their helmets off and go after it, huh?
I don't reckon.
Oh, all right.
Also, we've got an update on what may be a little damage in Sochi, which is where they're going to have the Winter Olympics in 2014. We'll cover that for you here coming up in about 12 minutes.
Here you go. Some insurance scams of the year. A drunken man who fled the scene where he crashed his pickup truck into another vehicle, later set his truck afire, and reported it had been stolen in an attempt to get insurance money. Problem is, he probably had a license plate on the truck and the first thing.
You reckon?
Case of the man who received $40,000 in insurance 6 years ago after he reported that his SUV was reopened, or stolen, was reopened after police found the vehicle wrapped in a tarp inside a rental storage unit.
Really?
He went to visit his car, I guess.
It was on the TV show.
An accountant's insurance claim for a stolen air conditioner denied after it was discovered the unit had been repoed because he hadn't paid for it. Then there's the story of the cyclist who had his insurance claim tracks covered, he thought, because he had his girlfriend run over him in her car and then stuck a toothpick up his nose to aggravate his bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
The ingenious trucker, biker, rider copped $22,000 in compensation, but the scam backfired. The cyclist later taken to court when insurance investigators discovered the man had, in fact, had his girlfriend run over him.
I wonder how they found out.
I don't know.
I wonder if their boyfriend and girlfriend and she ratted
that,
him out.
That could be it, too. Maybe things didn't go so well. All right, so Twitter is working on an archival feature that would allow users to download every 140, I guess, or less, character message they have sent. It is not yet available for every user, but those included in the feature's rollout, on the early phase of the rollout, will have this archival feature. Can you imagine saving every tweet that you'd sent?
No.
Is that important? Do you need to know that?
For some people, they may need it for legal problems.
Well, that's true. That could, I can see that. According to PCMag.com, the first thing you need to do is see if you've been granted any early access to this. You log into your Twitter account, click on the settings link, and when you scroll down to the bottom of your account screen, you'll see Request Your Archive, okay? That button is under a new Your Twitter Archive section. After you click on that button, the folks at Twitter process all your tweets on their side. Then they'll send you a link so you can download them all so you are archive ready. Follow the link and you'll get to the HTML file that's got all your tweets organized in a calendar format. Still not known that everyone will have access or when everyone will have access, but Twitter should be able to meet that goal, they believe, within the next week.
Wow.
So you may have every one of those. All right, for all you Spider-Man people, Peter Parker dies. Did you hear about this? Peter Parker is going to die. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
It's Spider-Man.
Sure.
And his
Who cares? He's a whiner.
He's a whiner?
Yeah, okay. He's the whiniest superhero ever.
Oh, okay.
He's
well, I haven't
whiny.
Seen it. So, okay, I didn't know that. I mean, I know what he looks like and all that, and he throws webs around.
I read the old comic books.
I gotcha. Well, he dies, and his archenemy, Dr. Octopus, takes over his body and mind. So after half a century, will this be the end of Peter Parker?
Probably not.
Well, at least for now, USA suggests it's possibly permanent. Some comic book aficionados think that Marvel's biggest challenge will be convincing the press and fans that these changes are in fact real. See, the reaction will be yours, Kat. Yeah, probably not. A Marvel press release calls this the single most seismic shift in Spider-Man's history.
I mean, what do they gain from killing off Spider-Man?
I guess they can change him into a different... I'm having a discussion about Spider-Man.
Yes, you are!
Well, if they want to make him a bad guy, they do that in wrestling. Of course,
well,
you know, and I follow everything wrestling.
Venom is like the evil version of Spider-Man already.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Venom is like
You're
a spidery.
You're quite the Spider-Man aficionado.
Yeah.
Not really. I've always been a Batman girl.
A Batman girl.
Yep,
there you go.
That's
okay.
The Batman. I'm a Batman fan.
Okay, I got you. Well, but Batman's kind of dark, right?
Well, I was his fan before they cranked out all those dark movies.
No. You go back to the.
I mean,
early.
I like him a little bit moody broody, but I don't like totally violent where the actors die from the movie.
That's the way it was with the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Comic.
If
we're
you
still
go back,
talking yeah, comic.
Boy. I know. Stop it. All right.
Hey, you know, an Archie comp. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, thanks. Forbes magazine has got its list out of the biggest movie stars of 2012, and not surprisingly, they're the ones in the biggest movies. I guess that would make sense, wouldn't it? The top five, because we don't do 10. Number five is Robert Pattinson.
Correct.
Okay, that's from The Twilight.
See, I thought it was Pattinson. There was an N in it.
Pattinson. It has an N in it, yeah.
Pattinson.
Who knew?
There you go.
I did.
There you go. That's right.
That's because you're such a Twilight fan.
Yeah.
Total gross is $793 million this year. Number four is Daniel Craig. Of course, that's the Skyfall thing. $951 million. Christian Bale, the aforementioned Dark Knight. That's a $1 billion deal.
He also was in Newsies.
Of course.
It's a Disney musical about newsboys going on strike.
This year?
In New York. No, back in the day.
Yeah, but this is this year. Kristen Stewart, that's the, I guess, the other person, right, with Pattinson, but also did Snow White and the Huntsman, so she comes in at $1.2 billion. And the number one box office star last year with total grosses of $1.5 billion would be Robert Downey Jr., which is amazing because this guy... I mean, this guy had ruined his life, 10 years ago?
Pretty much.
He was a train wreck. And I don't know how it happened, but, you know, he certainly did what he needed to do to end up being the top star for 2012. $1.5 billion with that movie.
If he has a percentage, he's in
Well,
good
and I'm shape. Yeah, and I'm thinking he probably does. Now, on the other side of that, we talked the other day about the star that gets paid the most with the least return for their money, right? Here, this is the return as far as studios are concerned about the most productive stars. And again, there's some similarities. Daniel Radcliffe, for every dollar he was paid, he returns $30 at the box office. That's pretty good. Robert Pattinson is number two. For every dollar he's paid, $31 back. Shia LaBeouf, is that correct?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, then.
No, go ahead.
I have no idea. What movie is that person? Is that a male or a female?
He's from Transformers, and he's also in Holes.
There you go. Okay.
He used to be this little geeky, gangly kid, and now he's like a grown-up.
Yep. The aforementioned Kristen Stewart in at number two. And number one returns more money for every dollar she's paid. Natalie Portman. For every dollar she's paid, she returns $42 at the box office.
Star Wars is now, a pretty big franchise.
Well, and you think about that now. I mean, think about what investment you would go for. I mean, an investment that you spend a dollar on, and a year later it pays you $40 back? That's not too shabby. I mean, that'd be
worth
a while.
That's pretty good
ROI. Yeah, can we buy stock in Natalie Portman? Could that be done? I'm for
this
that.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Couples choose divorce for all kinds of reasons. A common one is the belief they've married the wrong person. The problem with this line of thinking is that at any given moment, we've all married the wrong person. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Not long into her marriage, Denise had a terrible feeling she and her husband weren't right for each other. As with a lot of people, Denise believed marrying the right person meant a relationship that was mostly effortless. But hers felt like a mismatch. They had different interests and rarely saw eye to eye. That nagging feeling of incompatibility frequently led to conflict with one another. But the truth is, everyone seems compatible on their wedding day, and everyone finds out in the years that follow all the ways they simply don't match up. It's the natural process of growing together with any person, and that's why at some point we all can feel as if we've married the wrong person. What makes a marriage right isn't mysterious twists of fate that bring two perfectly matched people together. A happy marriage takes work, but that shouldn't put you off because work, in this case, means two people being thoughtful and giving to each other. It means kindness, consideration, and sacrifice. It's two people willing to be the right person instead of counting on the luck of the draw in finding the right person. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
Get incredible year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Plus, take an extra 15% off everything, plus free financing. See store for details. The end of year event.
Nothing yet.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 7:51. The San Antonio Spurs snapped Toronto's five-game winning streak last night. Tim Duncan poured in 15 points, and the Spurs rolled to a 100-80 victory, which was their third straight. James Harden scored 17 of his 30 points in the fourth quarter, and the Houston Rockets rallied to win their fifth in a row, 87-84, over the Minnesota Timberwolves. In the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl, they saw Ryan Radcliffe throw an 11-yard touchdown pass with 5:11 left to put Central Michigan ahead to stay 24-21 to win over Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers had a chance to force overtime, but were stopped on fourth down in the final minute, and instead of going for the 37-yard field goal. According to the Interfax news agency, they reported Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered officials to inspect Olympic sites at the 2014 Winter Games capital Sochi, which was hit by an earthquake. The Emergency Situation Ministry reported a 5.5 magnitude earthquake in the area early Wednesday morning. The epicenter was in the Black Sea, more than 90 miles from Sochi, and no damage was reported in the city. Putin, however, asked the local authorities to double-check the Olympic sites for damage. A grand jury in Texas has formally indicted Dallas Cowboys nose tackle Josh Brent on one count of intoxicated manslaughter. Brent is charged in connection with the December 8th crash that killed his friend and Cowboy practice squad member Jerry Brown. He's out of jail on $100,000 bond, and the police in the Dallas suburb of Irving say Brent was speeding with his vehicle when it struck a curb and flipped. Brown was pronounced dead in the area hospitals, and intoxication manslaughter carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Brent could be eligible for probation, and the Dallas County District Attorney's Office spokeswoman Debbie Denman says the indictment was turned yesterday and no court dates have been scheduled. And finally this morning, the Bridgepoint Education Bowl sees the Baylor Bears at 7-5, whose offense ranks number one nationally, piling up a gaudy almost 580 yards a game, face the UCLA Bruins at 9-4, and that game is tonight. In what's being called America's most exciting bowl game, the game should be more than just oozing offense. UCLA coach Jim Morris said, quote, when people predict a shootout, the head coach is standing up there talking about a shootout, the defensive guys get a little bowed up. Baylor coach Art Briles thinks it might not be quite as big a blow-up as everyone thinks it is.
About bowl games, a lot of times it seems like, you know, there's a filling-out process. You know, if you're in a 15-round fight, the first two or three fights, you may not come with your haymaker, you know, because you kind of want to see what your opposition is doing and vice versa. So, you know, it might be a little different from that standpoint, you know, as opposed to a regular season game where you know the athletes and the tendencies and how they approach the game from a mentality standpoint.
Audio courtesy of BaylorBears.com, and that game is on ESPN tonight at 8:45. It's a late game because they're playing in San Diego. And as we mentioned earlier, the Belk Bowl sees Duke and Cincy in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kickoff for that game is this evening, too, at 5:30 on ESPN. That's your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
'Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 60 months for your new 2012 Civic and 2012 Crosstour. And for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on the popular Honda 2012 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Hey, you know, quite often it can happen during a gift that you can make it very personal, that you can make it something that is very memorable, and David Gardner's has just completed another great Christmas season, and that's one of the things that David really enjoys, is being able to personalize a gift for somebody for a special occasion. Now, what you may be coming up with now for the next few months are maybe days that are important to you personally, but not so much a holiday-type celebration, and that's where David Gardner's really, really shines. Again, sometimes you can tie it to a holiday, and that's great, but more importantly, is there a day in your life that has meant something just to you and that other person? And if that's the case, then David Gardner's can certainly make that something to be remembered and celebrated over and over again with creations from David Gardner or from the other jewelry designers that he carries. So remember that, and maybe, again, if you want to have something designed, they're always available to do that for you, David Gardner. So they hope you had a great holiday season, and they hope you have a great year ahead. But understand that if you want to use jewelry, whether it's simple or very elaborate, but always functional, then David Gardner's can create that for you. Or maybe they already have it there in their store. So special holiday coming up or a special day coming up that you want to commemorate, then let David Gardner's do that for you. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Hey, and don't forget, you know, we have the Military Bowl. That's coming up tonight, too.
There's actually a couple also, Military Bowls.
Today, yeah. This would be Bowling Green and San Jose State playing in Washington, D.C. Is that right? I don't know where it is. Anyway.
The Military Bowl is in Washington, D.C.
Okay, it's at 2 o'clock today, so we'll be looking forward to seeing that, San Jose State and
yes, I'm sorry if I left that out.
Oh, really? It's okay. I think it'll be all right.
Not to be confused with the Armed Forces Bowl.
Now, that's in Fort Worth or something, isn't
right.
it?
Can
I do that
and
nearby
Amy,
here? Yeah.
Amy Carter.
Yeah, okay. There you go. That'll be happening. Hey, and don't forget also there's a another beauty pageant show from TLC, the Learning Channel.
Goody!
The Learning Channel teaches you not to watch it. No, these are...
A scholarship program.
No, they actually call these a beauty pageant. This is no scholarship show because these are little bitty kids. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm saying that's been one. They did Toddlers in Tears, as I think we remember this.
Oh, yeah.